Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of the Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile. It is astonishing to realize that we are watching a political party that is utterly devoid of truth. Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Hello.
We're kind of recovered. Are we sort of recovered?
Yeah, I went to bed at like 7:30 last night. So
I did not go to bed at 7:30.
But why?
Well, because I didn't get home really until like 7:30 my time.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. You were pulling in like right when I was getting into bed.
Mm-hmm. You were like, good night. And I'm like, I'm pulling in my driveway anyways. I had to drive home from Austin. So
Yeah.
That was fun.
Well, yeah. I feel very much recovered and also very, very grateful for such a wonderful, fantastic election trip.
And
cheers to that.
And I'm
cheers
very
to that,
grateful
you guys.
For Bone Frog this morning. Yes, we're getting boned. Hope everybody's getting boned.
Hope everybody is appropriately boned today. And if you're not boned yet, just get yourself boned at bonefrogcoffee.com because it's the best coffee on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, another thing that helps when you are on a trip and you need to recover and get yourself sort of back to normal sleep cycles and all of that stuff, this is a lifesaver for me. It is the REM Sleep from Healthy Cell. So this is another packet of goo. You know Healthy Cell is famous for their vitamins and supplements that you take in goo form, delicious goo, by the way, so that it absorbs 165% better than other vitamins and supplements that you take with a tablet. And this is one of their like specialty items, the REM Sleep Goo. This is the one that tastes, what is it? It's the black, is it blackberry? No, this is cherry. This is cherry flavored. Very, very good. And I use this in addition to the multivitamin, the vegan essentials that has the extra B12. So this is a lifesaver because it actually helps you sort of settle back into your normal sleeping routine. The vitamins are amazing. You feel so much healthier when you're on them, and you can get 20% off your first order if you want to try it out. It is promo code CHICKS at healthycell.com/chicks. So be sure to check that out.
You guys, tickets went on sale for our meet and greet over the past couple of days. I don't even know what day it is. What is it? Thursday? I was going to say this weekend, but it wasn't a weekend. It's Thursday. Right now it's Thursday. Anyways, tickets went on sale for the meet and greet. We are on the slope to selling out, but we still have tickets left. We do have tickets left. We opened to the general public, to all y'all, a couple days ago, a day ago. I don't know when it was, but anyways, you can get a ticket. You still have a chance to get a ticket. You should do that.
Because I think they are going to sell out. We're running out.
I know, we're on the slope. So, but we would love to meet you. And so that's going to be in Phoenix on April 29th. We would love to meet you. You should do that. You should buy a ticket today. You should do it today.
And the link is on your screen right now. Mm-hmm. So you'll probably, I don't know if you can like copy and paste that from the screen. I can also paste it, I think, into the chat. Well, you guys, it's on all of our socials. So you can,
it's everywhere.
On our website, it's everywhere. So you can absolutely get yourself your ticket today if you would like to come. And we would love for you to come. That would be so fun to meet you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we didn't get a chance to do a Wednesday show. We were traveling yesterday. And so there's obviously a lot to talk about when it comes to election stuff. Couple quick headlines before we get to Biden's presser yesterday, which is a whole other ball of wax, as they say. Lauren Boebert, Representative Boebert from Colorado, you know her. She's a firecracker. Everybody knows Lauren Boebert. That race has still not been called, and it is now within 60 odd votes. 60, 6-0. That's it. That's how many votes separate Lauren, the Republican, from her Democrat counterpart in Colorado. That's one of several races in the House that has still not been called. It is expected that Republicans will take the House, but it is not guaranteed. So, and it certainly, Republicans are not going to take the House by like leaps and bounds like it was expected, right? I mean, it's going to be tight. So,
basically, all in all, this was not a tsunami.
Oh,
it
no.
wasn't. This was not this. We, I mean, it's obviously we didn't talk to you guys about this yesterday, but like, you know, that night,
but we had been.
The next morning. Oh, yeah. That night, the next morning, I mean, we were just like, so the tsunami thing that everybody was talking about was not the tsunami that they said it was going to be. And
which
so,
we also said well before the election, this whole tsunami red wave chatter needs to stop.
Did
we not
nervous.
Say that?
Oh yeah. It made us really nervous. And it wasn't, it wasn't even like a giant wave. It was more like a trickle. Drip. It was like a little drip, like a, so that annoying thing on your faucet that you're like, what? Yeah. So it's concerning, yeah. You guys. It's concerning.
And you know whose fault it is? Unmarried women. That's whose fault it is that so many races went Democrat, because unmarried women are so unfamiliar with birth control, apparently, that they are just like, oh my God, I have to have so many abortions. And they got all panicked about abortions and killing babies. And they came out in way bigger numbers than people expected. So that's whose fault it is. Way to go, unmarried women.
Close the lid. Just like don't have the birth control. We were familiar with birth control. We were familiar with it. Mm-hmm. You know, why is that so hard?
People are asking about Carrie Lake. That race has not been called, will not be called, we're learning, until probably next week.
Right.
They are saying it could be next week. It could be the week after before we know results in Nevada and before we know results in Arizona. And that is freaking unacceptable on like every level that I can think of. It makes me so mad.
And guess who's in charge of all that?
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs.
Katie Hobbs is in charge of, surprise.
Oh my God.
Surprise. Oh my God.
Makes me so, Tanya, thank you. Tanya says it made the Democrats who wouldn't normally vote come out because they got worried. Yeah, that's absolutely right.
You're so right about that. Yeah, because there's been such a media push to tell everybody it's going to be a tsunami. Oh my God. Yeah. Everybody freak out.
And meanwhile, we're all, of course, freaked out by the fact that people actually voted for John Fetterman.
Oh my God.
But this is the same state that actually voted for a dead person in a state rep race. So Anthony DeLuca, who was already 85 years old, they reelected him even though he died last month, you guys.
Is it like people in Pennsylvania? I know there are probably people here from Pennsylvania. Do you go to the grocery store? Is it like walking around and looking at a bunch of zombies? Is it like Day of the Dead? Like, what is it like to live there? Seriously. Like, I'm not trying to diss people in Pennsylvania, but I'm not trying to do it either. Like, what is it like to live there among people who elect him? You know, a dead person. What is happening there? What's happening in Pennsylvania?
I cannot understand it.
Oh my God. Can't.
But and we've got an amazing clip to get to about Fetterman that we're going to get to in just a little bit. But also wanted to mention that Steve Scalise, if the Republicans take the House, Steve Scalise is planning on throwing his hat into the ring for speaker, which would be a great thing, honestly, because Kevin McCarthy creeps me out beyond measure. That guy's got to go. I think people are really, really tired of him. And I think it would be nice to see a fresh face as the leader of the House. Thank you, Luke.
So sweet.
Peguis says, thank you, ladies, for Tuesday night. It was fun as always. The tie-dye jammies were fabulous. Pray for Carrie Lake, y'all, and Masters. Yes, indeed. That was so fun.
I know. We didn't really even plan that. It just kind of happened. I had mine, and she found some really cute ones. And so we were just, this is what happens with Mach and I. We just like matched. You know what I mean? But yeah, we spent 4 hours with you guys that night, and it just sort of flew by, you know? This is what happens when you're having fun.
It really was a blast to do that. Mm-hmm. That was the first time we've ever done that, like as a live stream. You know, we've been together on election nights before, and we've done things for radio, but that was the first live stream we've done, and it was so fun. And then afterwards, we were both like, holy crap, we talked for 4 straight hours.
Right. I mean, we've done that with each other, but we've never done that at other people. So it was really, that was a lot of fun. We had a good time. Yeah. Even though the outcome wasn't exactly what we had hoped, but a lot of fun regardless.
And then speaking of matchy matchies, the one night that we went out to dinner, like to a restaurant that we were there, we were like, you know, you pack what you're going to pack. And I was like, she said, I have sort of like this white peasant blouse type of deal. And I was like, that is also what I have for our dinner out.
So we totally matched. Yeah.
So we totally matched again. GCQC, thank you for the super sticker. She said, I loved it. Best way to spend the elections. I'm so glad. It was so nice thank to have you. Y'all there. It was super,
so
super
sweet.
Fun. Okay.
So sweet.
We also need to get to one other major headline, and I know people are going to get all bajiggity, but it has to be said, you're probably seeing all the headlines that are like, toxic Trump has got to go. It's not me saying that. Those are not my words. Those are like the headlines that I'm seeing all over the place. Now, you guys know I was already mad at him because of the DeSantis stuff, the de-sanctimonious stuff, and that has actually gotten a little bit worse even. Since the de-sanctimonious thing. So now he didn't mention him in his election night speech, even though he mentioned everybody else in Florida, all the other races. He mentioned J.D. Vance. He mentioned all of these wins across the country, would not even say the name DeSantis that night during his election, even though DeSantis was by far the biggest winner of the night, beating Crist by 20 points, and Trump wouldn't even... he wouldn't even acknowledge it. So that was the first bad thing.
Yeah, it just shows that he's not being a team player, and that is not okay. Because we all need to be on the same side. You know, we all need to work together. It's just we've seen this before in the past where we get very fragmented as a party. We just need to not do that, especially right now. Especially right now. We need to totally come together as a party and work together against these freaking commies. What are we doing? You know?
Well, and all the people that are like mad, you know, that were complaining about that or that were criticizing Trump for that, the people, they are the same ones who don't seem to understand that if Trump is the nominee, we will still vote for him. The people that I'm angry at are all the people that are mad saying Trump or no one. Well, they're the ones with the problem. If you would only vote for Trump, you're the problem. You're the one that is dividing the conservative party. It's not us. We can be critical of Trump and still support him. It's the like the crazy Trump supporters who won't support anybody but him.
I think
he's some sort of deity or god that is entitled to it.
Because the bottom line is it's country first, y'all. Country.
Yes.
God and country. God and country. Period. It's not a dude. It's God and country. I mean, that's what you don't vote for the guy. It's God and country. Period. That's what you do. So I mean, and so these guys need to also, the guys who are running or the women who are running also need to get in line with the whole country first, America first.
No, I'm not listening to fake news about Trump. I'm listening to Trump. I'm listening to the words that are coming out of his face. You want to know what he tweeted about DeSantis yesterday on Truth Social? Here's the quote. Now that the election in Florida is over and everything went quite well, shouldn't it be said that in 2020, I got 1.1 million more votes in Florida than Ron DeSantis got this year? 5.7 million to 4.6 million? Just asking. Trump ran for president. You're going to get more votes running for president than you are for governor in a midterm. And the fact that that is what he's focused on himself and comparing his number of votes in Florida to DeSantis's after that big win. What is that? That is a person who only cares about himself, not the country, himself. So it's not fake news, Kat. It is Trump's words, period, that I am listening to. Not headlines, not anything else, but his words.
And
cut it out.
The bottom line is it should be congratulations. Congratulations to Ron DeSantis.
Right. Congratulations.
That's what it should have been. Congratulations. Yay for the Republicans. You know, that was a big win in Florida, period. Move on. End of story. That's what it should have been. Without question, that's what should have happened. I was like, why is anybody defending that? I mean, it's, you can like him. I like him. But I mean, that was a really weird posture on that. I mean, it's
really
like, you be a man, you know, and be a gracious one and congratulate Ron DeSantis and move the freak on. Like what, how, that's how you do it. And I can't believe that after all, listen, he was a professional guy. He was a corporate guy. I feel like there are times that he would have learned that over his professional career. That's how you handle that situation. And then you move on. That's it.
I don't understand. There's no reason for a tweet like that. There's just no It doesn't help anything. It doesn't help Republicans. It doesn't help the country. It just doesn't help anything.
And it certainly doesn't help him.
No. In fact, the comments, oh my God, so many people feel this way, right? Like Twitter is exploding. That's why you're seeing the headlines, because people are so turned off by it. And so I don't know why. It's once again, it's not the meat. Of course, the media treated Trump badly. We all know that. But so much of his problem is self-inflicted. And that's the difference. I think with DeSantis, he's got a lot more discipline. I don't expect him to answer or respond to this shit at all.
I think he'll just be like,
I don't care about this fight. It's not my fight. I didn't pick it. And so he's just going to ignore it, which is absolutely the right thing.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but the day after all of, you know, the day after the midterms, Fox stopped. I mean, they didn't, leading up, they had a lot of coverage on Trump. This is my prediction. You will probably see a pivot. It's like they picked a new guy. And now a lot of their coverage is going to probably be DeSantis, because this is what they do, man. This is what the press does. I mean, we've seen the press over the past, 15 years we've been doing this. They picked their guy. They picked Trump for a while, especially when Roger Ailes was there. He picked, he was like, Trump is the golden boy. I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like they're going to be now DeSantis is sort of like their golden boy. And they're going to probably do a lot of coverage on him. And they're not going to do as much coverage with Trump, you know?
And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that will help kind of take all of the Trump oxygen out of the room. Because it's overwhelming a lot of the time.
Could be good, could be bad. But my point is that leading up to it, he got a lot of coverage. He got a lot of time on Fox. Yeah. And now I just don't think they're going to do that. And it's good or bad for the Republican Party. But I think they recognize that he is the new golden ticket. You know what I mean? When I say he, I mean DeSantis. And you could just tell, like, the day after the midterms, there was not a lot of talk about Trump. And it was DeSantis, DeSantis, DeSantis. Very interesting how they do that.
Because they talked about Trump just everywhere else.
On Fox, just on Fox.
Right.
And I just find that interesting. Take that for what you will, but I do find it interesting. And that's by design, you know?
Yeah. You guys, don't forget, it's still huge site-wide sale at Omaha Steak. So when you go to omahasteaks.com right now, it's 50% off of like everything on the whole site. I got an email the other day. Dang it. I wish I would have printed it off. We'll have to save it for later, from someone who put together their own package, because you can do that. Like, you can create your own package of stuff at Omaha Steaks instead of choosing one that's already like pre-arranged for you. You can customize it and still get the huge discounts. And they were talking about all the different stuff that they got. And there were things on there that I didn't know about. And so there is so much delicious goodness at omahasteaks.com. 50% off right now if you want to get yourself stocked up for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, if you're hosting. It's the best way to get prepared, whether you're looking at a main course or sides. And then when you use code CHICKS at checkout, $30 more off of that already discounted price. Oh my gosh.
Such a great deal. Yeah. I'll order stuff for Thanksgiving and Christmas and like just keep it in my freezer. Such good stuff. And you guys, make sure you check out our website, chicksontheright.com. Go there. Great writing every single day. We have fantastic writers. So check it out, chicksontheright.com.
And MJ Homestead, living our dream. Thank you. MJ says, thank God we kept Governor Kristi Noem, Noem in South Dakota. I think they're saying that because you like to say her name with two syllables.
Noem. Noem.
Noem.
I know.
They're saying it's pronounced Noem.
Noem.
So, okay. Noem. Noem. Andrea Gonzalez. Thank you.
I got to read her book. I have to read her book.
What was that one?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it, but our friend Sherry was telling me that she read her book and it's fantastic. There's a lot of ranching stuff in it and I got to read it. I never have time to read books and I got to do that. So I heard it's so, so good. She's such a badass. Yeah.
She is a total badass. Mm-hmm. Total badass. Okay, we need to get to Biden's presser yesterday, you guys, because I'm going to kick it off with a clip that's like 7 seconds long and his brain just stopped working for a minute. Like it actually, you can see it.
The wheels just go. That's what happens. Right.
I mean, you can see it. It just, and it's painful, you guys. But this is what happens when you short circuit when you're 80.
Biden's being Biden's being an extremist.
There, it just shuts right down. Like all the gerbil stops.
It just stops. On the wheel. It died. Mm-hmm. Like the gerbil right. died.
The gerbil just the falls wheel. Off the wheel. Just falls completely off the wheel. This is what happens.
Oh my gosh. So it was perfect, right? Of course, Biden would hold a presser after the election because now he believes that he's basically been given carte blanche to continue doing all of the horrible things that he's been doing.
Totally.
And he was in fact asked, so what might you change now that there's a different mix in the House and Senate? Like, how are you, what's going to be your reaction? And here's what he said.
What in the next 2 years do you intend to do differently to change people's opinion of the direction of the country, particularly as you contemplate a run for president in 2024?
Nothing.
That's what he's going to do differently.
Nothing. Congratulations, everybody. Congratulations on all the people who went and voted for communism, basically. It's great. I can't wait for gas prices to still be so awesome and the economy to be so amazing. It's going to be great for the next 2 years. I can't wait, you guys. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be another rough 2 years, you guys.
Prepare for the best suckdom.
The best we can hope for is that there will be gridlock and things can't get worse. That's the best that we can hope for at this point. He was also asked specifically about what this all means for him running again. It is a little bit of a long-winded answer because the gerbil is, you know, the gerbil died momentarily, had to be like paddled back clear. To life.
Like the tiny little gerbil paddles, they're on there.
Itsy bit. It was like
tiny, right?
So it's like he's waking up slowly. It takes him a while to get going again. And that's why this answer is a little long-winded, but you will hear him answer it.
How do you interpret last night's results in terms of deciding whether you want to seek another term? Is it now more likely that you will run? And what's going to be your timeline for consideration?
Well, first of all, Jill and I have, and by the way, it's my wife, Jill. Who's held a lot more popular than I am in the Democratic Party, too. But at any rate, all kidding aside, our intention is to run again. That's been our intention, regardless of what the outcome of this election was. And the fact that we won, I didn't run, the fact that the Democratic Party outperformed anything anyone expected and did better than any off-year presidency since John Kennedy, is one that gives everybody like, whew, sigh of relief that the mega Republicans are not taking over the government again, et cetera. And so my judgment of running when I announce, my intention is that I run again, but I'm a great respecter of fate, and this is ultimately a family decision. I think everybody wants me to run, but we're going to have discussions about it. And I don't feel in any hurry one way or another to make that judgment, what today, tomorrow, whenever, no matter what the my predecessor does.
Right.
I mean, that was a long-ass answer,
It's a family decision. I mean, he's going to ask the smartest guy he knows, and then he's going to take a shower with his daughter and ask her. A family decision, you guys. Well, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
See what you did there. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
Right.
It's a family decision, you guys, that they'll make in the shower.
Get all in the shower.
Right in the shower.
Right.
Also, if you were wondering if that whole Inflation Reduction Act thing is going to work and if Trump actually plans on stopping inflation, here is what he said about that.
But what I can't do is I can't guarantee that we're going to be able to get rid of inflation. But
Cool. That's great. Can't guarantee. We just spent trillions of dollars supposedly doing that. But yeah, can't guarantee that's going to happen. Yeah.
It's so cute that you think that.
That's
that money's going to be stapled to the clouds to change weather.
Because they're God. Don't you know they're God now?
But they do. Change the weather.
And then last clip of Biden, and then we will move on to other things. He was asked about whether or not Elon Musk, now that Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter, if Elon Musk is somehow a national security threat, and should there be, I know. And should there be an investigation into him? That is an actual thing. This actually happened. Look at this.
Mr. President, do you think Elon Musk is a threat to U.S. national security? And should the U.S. and with the tools you have investigate his joint acquisition of Twitter with foreign governments, which include the Saudis?
I think that Elon Musk's cooperation and or technical relationships with other countries is worthy of being looked at. Whether or not he is doing anything inappropriate, I'm not suggesting that. I'm suggesting that it's worth being looked at. But that's all I'll say. There's a lot of ways. All right.
There's a lot of ways to look into Elon. He said. He said that.
Yeah. Just don't look at my son. Right? Don't look at my son and all the dealings that he's had. But let's look at Elon. Because God, we hate free speech that much. We hate it.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. But Hunter in his underwear and all that. Don't look at that. Don't look at that. There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see.
Now, here's a question. Do you think that if the Republicans take the House, which again, it's expected, not going to be a huge majority, but it is expected that they will take the House. Do you think that they should move to impeach Biden? Because there's a lot of Republican strategists that are saying, don't do that. Yes, do investigations into his son, certainly. But unless there is something like impeachable and that, you know, should they not do the same game as Democrats did with Trump with all the investigations, or should they go full bore and do the same thing?
I think they should absolutely investigate all the things, but they should not impeach. Because then we get into this game of everything is impeachable and every single president gets impeached every single time a president gets into power. It's so stupid. Yeah. No, I don't think he should be impeached. Plus, moreover, I don't want Kamala being in charge. You know what I mean? I don't want that.
Yeah.
That would be a complete disaster. Like, who's better?
I know.
It's like they it would both be a disaster. Suck. So no, I don't think that we should do that. I don't. Okay. But they should investigate all the things for
they
sure.
They should investigate all the things.
50%. They should investigate all the things. That needs to be done without
and
question.
If they don't, people will be so furious. They'll be like, why did we vote for you if you're not going to investigate the things?
Do your jobs.
Do your jobs.
Yeah.
Do your job and then. After you do your job, then you can enjoy a Michael Phelps swim spa from masterspas.com/chips.
That was masterful. That was just a masterful transition, what you just did.
Well, and I need one, you guys. I need a Michael Phelps swim spa. And here's the reason. It's because today I want to be able to show you my pillow talks. I really do. But for some reason, it's not working on my desktop. And so I'll show you a few on my phone, which is not ideal.
Very stressed.
But I feel like if I had a Michael Phelps swim spa, that it would work.
Really? Really?
I don't know why.
Is that because you'd be less stressed or what? I don't,
maybe. Maybe my computer is like feeling my stress.
Okay.
And is saying, you can't have talks today on your desktop. You can't.
Okay. I'm tracking. I feel like I'm tracking.
I'm just saying it is a thing that you can get to relax and also get a hugely awesome workout in because it includes...
You can row.
You can row on it. And you swim.
You can do butterfly like my daughter does. You can be a flyer. Right.
You can do all the things. Mm-hmm. And also, you can get a huge coupon. So if you go to masterspas.com/chicks, you can print off a coupon that'll give you $1,000 off the Michael Phelps swim spa or $500 off of any of their hot tubs. The best hot tubs in the universe. Okay, I have to get to a couple more clips because this is so important. You have to hear, as you know, Trump did not make his announcement on Tuesday that he's going to run. Everybody was like, oh my God, please don't do that. Please don't take away the attention from the actual election. That would be bad.
Would have been a little irritating.
It would have been bad. So instead, he said, I'm going to make an announcement next Tuesday from Mar-a-Lago. Well, now that Georgia is facing a runoff election again between Warnock and Herschel Walker, which gives you all the vibes, right, from last election. I mean, we're now back in the same place where Georgia could decide the Senate.
Why are they like that? Why are they the way they are?
Why do they do runoffs, you guys?
Why do they? Georgia,
I don't know. It could help in that libertarians, about 4% of the vote came from libertarian or went for the libertarian candidate who will not be in the runoff. So that could help Walker, but also Democrats are really good at getting out the vote and throwing a lot of money into this kind of election. So that could be bad for Walker. So it's just going to be one of those razor thin elections again. It sucks, but it's not happening until December. And so even Kayleigh McEnany, Trump's press secretary, who obviously loves him, she is saying, please don't make your announcement until after. Yeah. And I absolutely agree with that. Trump should not, all the focus should be on December and winning.
It has to be on these races. It has to. Yeah. Especially considering we did not see a tsunami.
Exactly. So here's Kayleigh explaining all of that.
What was the biggest surprise for you last night?
Oh, there were a lot. The fact that Fetterman, someone like him, could win. We've gone through his record. We've gone through some of the issues that he's been dealing with personally. It was stunning to see. You know, the outstanding Senate races, let's say we pick up two of the three that you mentioned. There's a very real likelihood it could all come down to Georgia. And what does that give you heebie-jeebies of? That gives you heebie-jeebies of last time around in 2020. And let me just say this. Every ounce of Republican energy, every last ounce, needs to go into that Georgia race because it could potentially be what makes or breaks the Senate. Mm-hmm. Getting Herschel Walker over the finish line. I know there's a temptation to start talking about 2024. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. 2022 is not over.
Great point.
Every Republican energy needs to go to grinding the Biden agenda to a halt. And that could go straight through the state of Georgia.
Does that include Trump?
I think he needs to put it on pause. Absolutely. Look, he'll make that decision. He'll make his own decision. But
does he go to Georgia?
If I'm advising any contender, DeSantis, Trump, whomever, no one announces 2024 until we get through December 6th.
Do you see the former president, a need for him to go to Georgia?
I think we've got to make strategic calculations. Governor DeSantis, I think he should be welcome to the state given what happened last night.
You got to look
at the realities on the ground. And Herschel Walker, we've got to win the Senate. That's it, guys. Got to win the Senate.
Interesting that she doesn't think necessarily that Trump should go to Georgia, but for sure DeSantis should.
Yeah, you know? That is interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, he is high profile right now. It's kind of like what I said before. Fox is putting all of their, you know, energy into profiling him right now. And he's like the golden boy. He is. He's the golden boy right now. He's the winner. He's the guy of the hour. You know, of course they want to send him there. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the clip that I accidentally started to play, I am going to play it right now because you guys, you just heard Kayleigh just being like blown away that Fetterman won, right? As we all are, because what in the hell? But it gets worse because what you are about to hear from the MSNBC panel is going to blow your mind. Listen to what they are saying about Fetterman.
As a nominee at some point for president, I know there's some variables, obviously,
just a few.
But I just, you know, what he did in the super red, deep red parts of Pennsylvania, and the way that he ran ahead of Biden, as you were saying, ran ahead of Trump. I mean, it just makes you wonder about his future.
As president of the United States,
run him.
Guard.
Seriously. What? Listen, Pennsylvania is one thing, but run him. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
Put him up against a DeSantis. Let's see how well he does.
And you know what? He's fair game now. I'm going to make fun of that guy like you would not believe. I'm already making fun of him on Instagram. I don't care. He is fair freaking game. I'm making fun of the way he walks, the way he talks, that crap on his neck. He is fair game. The guy's a senator and I'm making fun of him. He's fair game. I'm making fun of all the things. You can call me an ableist. You can call me all the things. You can say, Daisy, you're so mean. You're this, you're that. I don't care. I like at this point, we're paying him a salary. He's getting a pension. He is all those things. I am paying for his retirement. So he is fair game. It's on like Donkey Kong. He's well, getting all the abuse.
And forthwith, yeah. Daisy and I have decided that anytime there's any kind of skin lesion on your body, any kind of bump, any kind of bruise, any kind of anything, it is henceforth going to be known as a Fetterman.
Right.
So if you get like a big zit on your chin, you can say, man, I got the Fetterman. Biggest Fetterman on my zit, on my chin. That's what you're going to say.
All that stuff that like Dr. Pimple Popper is getting out of you with all the goo, it's now a Fetterman.
It's now a Fetterman. Mm-hmm. Make it so.
Fair game, baby.
Go forth with that one.
I mean, he's not paying for my retirement. I'm paying for his. Fair game.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, two more quick clips because these are so important. The first one is Sunny Hostin actually probably saying that she committed voter fraud on national television. This is an amazing clip for a number of reasons. The first of which that she is like looking at her phone during a live television show to the point where Whoopi calls her out. Like, that's the first piece. The second piece is this whole thing that I just said about the potential voter fraud. Now, I want to make it clear. She is in New York, right? New York City. In New York City, there are very specific ways on how you file or vote via absentee ballot, okay? So you have to mark the ballot with your choices for each office. Then you have to fold it up and put it in this special security envelope. And that envelope has a place for your signature. Okay. You sign and date it on the outside of the envelope. You seal it. You have a special return envelope. And then you seal that return envelope and then you send it in. Now, all of that's important because of what you're about to hear her say about filing absentee for her son.
People, put that phone down, girl. God bless you.
It's my son. Who, by the way, wanted to make sure that his absentee ballot was that I did that. And I had trouble actually voting for him absentee ballot today. And that made me very concerned. It was the first time. I was told to put it in an orange bag on the floor. And the orange bag looked to me like a Target bag or something. And I said, isn't there a formal election box that says absentee ballots or something like that? And then she said, let me check. And then found it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that concerned me. Well,
that's what concerned her?
Yeah, you should be. Nothing will happen to her there, Mark. Nothing will happen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, if it's breaking the law, it doesn't matter. Because what? It's like being a Clinton. If you're on The View, you don't have to face consequences for your actions, right?
If he's absentee, because he goes to Harvard, of course, if he's absentee, then he can fill out the ballot and send it in. That's the whole point of being absentee. The reason that it's so suspected to be fraud is that she did it for him. There's no way that if he signed it for real, if he signed it, he wouldn't have possession of it to mail it himself. There's no reason for him to fill it out, for him to sign it, and then what? Send it to her? To take somewhere? That's not how any of this works.
Well, I mean, they make up their own rules. Democrats have a different set of rules. Don't you know that by now? They're there.
I hope that I hope somebody presses that because somebody needs to see that and be like, we're going to investigate because that's a bunch of bull crap. You don't get to do that.
Yeah.
I just was blown away that was even a thing.
By the way, I just want to interject. Somebody in the comments said that it showed what kind of a person I was, that I would make fun of a person who is disabled.
He's not disabled.
Right.
Oh my God.
That shows what kind of a person I am. I will tell you, it shows what kind of people they are to put somebody like that in the Senate. It shows what kind of people, the people that surround him are that would actually even run him. Talk to his wife before you come to me and come at me for making fun of the guy. Like I said, he is fair game now. for anything that he gets at this point, because he is in the Senate because of the
and
people.
And we pay for him.
Right. Because of the people that didn't care about him and didn't love him, that put him in that position. That is abuse, is what they did to him. It's, yep. It's straight up abuse. Don't come at me and tell me that I'm abusing him now. He's fair game now, man. I mean, how dare yeah. you?
Oh, my yeah. God.
Anyway.
Okay, we're going to finish off. The last video is one that will just make everybody just so happy because it's a little tiny piece of Sarah Huckabee Sanders' acceptance speech. She won the governor's race in Arkansas the other night, which was so cool. And this is so just such a neat moment for her to share with everybody, and I just wanted to share it.
One of the most amazing things about tonight is that no matter how it turned out, Arkansas was going to make history tonight. I know it will be the honor of a lifetime to serve as Arkansas's 47th governor and the first female governor of the state of Arkansas. I'd also like to say we'll be the first, to my knowledge, father and daughter governor anywhere in the country. Country has ever seen, and I'm hoping to take that title away from him pretty soon.
Isn't that fantastic?
It really is fantastic. You know, her dad was just beaming.
Oh, I just, can't imagine the
that
pride.
Family is such a cool family. I mean, they're just salt of the earth, good people, you know.
Gosh, just love that so 92. Much.
That's
love
just such that. A wonderful, wonderful thing. Good for her. Congratulations yeah. to her. She's really cool. And her dad is so dear. We spent time with her dad too. And just, they're just neat people. Wonderful yeah. people. Yeah.
Awesome.
Good
awesome
for her.
People. All right. What is your whack today?
All right. My whack. You're going to love this. Let me get there. Hold on. I got to open
I'm
it up.
I'm not going to love it because I already know that I don't.
Okay. Okay, they have seen an uptick in the country in turtle poaching, you guys. Right.
What? Why does it got to be about turtles?
I don't know why they have seen this, but they said it's getting ruthless where they are seeing thousands of turtles leaving the United States on an annual basis. So turtle populations can't take that kind of hit with that much removal coming out of the wild. I don't know why, but people, there's a demand for pets in the U.S., okay, also, but there's a demand for pets in the U.S., Asia, and Europe. And it's contributing to the global decline of rare freshwater turtle and tortoise species. Okay.
Why do people want them?
I don't know. This is why I think it's whack. Because there was a study that found that over half of the 360 living turtle and tortoise species are at risk for extinction. So, like, get a dog. What is wrong with these people? Why do you want a turtle or a tortoise as a pet? I just don't get it. Is it because people just can't, like, take the time to love on and deal with it? Because you could just let them go. You can go travel and you can, like, have a tortoise and just
can
leave
you?
It.
I don't know. I don't know how to care for one because I hate them.
I know you do.
I'm bittersweet about this story, actually, because, you know, first of all, I think it's freaking whack that people want turtles as pets. Everybody right. should have a very strict fur policy. But if they're getting them and that means turtles are ultimately going to go away, that's kind of a good thing.
It's not a good thing. It's
I
not.
Know. You don't I mean, want to know that.
You don't want a species. Like, yeah. You don't want a species to be, you know, endangered or extinct. You don't want
I
that
don't,
at all.
But like, I also don't want turtles to be around me.
I know.
Ever.
I mean, the only species you want to go extinct are snakes and gators. That's it.
And yellow jackets.
And those two, because what did you call them the other day? You called them the
terrorists
dicks
of the sky.
She
oh
said
yeah, I did call them the dicks of the sky.
She called them the dicks of the sky. And I was like, well, that was inappropriate. So this is why we're friends. This is exactly why we're friends. Yeah. But that's anyway. So that's happening. I had no idea that was happening. I thought that was something that you guys should know that is happening. Somebody said they love turtles. I think that's sweet. They are lovely pets. I'm sure they're lovely pets. I'm not going to have one as a pet. I'm more of a Great Dane, large dog, large animal, cow person, livestock kind of girl. I see turtles. We have turtles here on our property. We've seen them walking around. I mean, I just leave them alone. I feel like they're just part of the landscape here in Texas. But that's weird. They're poaching them. People are poaching them.
That's not okay. I mean, even though I hate trolls, it's not okay.
Anyway.
And I meant to get to a Tucker clip. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow, of him talking about how that, the fact that we're using these really unreliable machines, that's the threat to democracy, you guys. Right. The fact that we can't trust our election process. So we can play that tomorrow. There's Cashy Cash.
He just walked in the room. He wasn't in the room, but he wanted to say hi, right?
He knew that you were about to bring
it. So slobbery. Okay. All right. We're gonna bring it in, everybody. Everybody bring it in. You gonna bring it in? Come here. You gonna say hi?
Where's the flappies?
He's looking in the other room. You gonna say hi to everybody? No?
Come
here. No. No, he doesn't care. Okay, you guys, have the greatest Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show, or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. God rest Rush. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle. Given that it's Election Day, is entitled A Blue Wave of Ridiculous Lies. It is astonishing to realize that we are watching a political party that is utterly devoid of truth. Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.